Good morning. You are listening to Raven Radio KCAW in Sitka. Today is Wednesday, July 25th, and I'm Tina Bachmeyer, and I'm joined this morning in the studio with three guests from Sitka's Musical Theater Camp, and they're members of the Legally Blonde, the musical that is happening this weekend. So I have Michael Bizarro, who's the musical director. Good morning, Michael.
Good morning. Thanks for having us.
Yeah, thanks for being here. And I have Emma Borales. I'm sorry, I did not say that right.
Broyles.
Excuse me. And you're Elle Woods.
I am.
This performance. Awesome. And I have Summer Ray Coons, who is Paulette. Good morning, Summer.
Morning.
So, could you give us just a little bit of a overview of what Sitka's musical theater camp is?
Sure. So it's a 2-week musical theater intensive that's part of the Sitka Fine Arts Camp. It's a summer long camp. Like I said, we come in for 2 weeks. Students arrive, and right off the plane, we do an audition. We cast the musical, and we start rehearsals that first night, and we do about an 8 to 10 hour rehearsal per day. The first week, we were dedicated to learning the lines, learning staging, learning dances, learning music. And after a week, we are basically memorized, and the second week is used for cleaning up the show, adding the pit to that rehearsal process, and getting ready for our big opening. So it's very fast paced, it's very intensive, and it's a lot of fun.
And you are in the middle of the second week. So how is it going? How is it going, Summer?
I think it's going really well. At this point, we have everything memorized in terms of lines and blocking, and we're just working on, you know, cleaning up scenes and trying to make them the best that we can before we open.
And Emma, how are you feeling being the star of the show?
I'm feeling really excited. I think, just as Summer said, now that we have everything learned and memorized, now it's just a matter of getting it ready to perform for the public, and we are so excited for everyone to see it.
So how long have you two been involved in theater?
I've been involved since I was about, like, I think 7 is when I did my first show.
My first show was my freshman year of high school, so I'm kind of relatively new compared to some people in the camp that have been doing shows, like Emma said, since they were in, like, elementary school. But I've done a bunch of shows with my school and in local theater in Anchorage.
So how is this camp different from other times that you've done theater?
This is way more, I think, concentrated, just because, you know, we arrive here and it's all in 2 weeks, and we learn an entire 2-hour show in 2 weeks and get to perform it. And usually back at home when we do shows, we would take about 2 to 3 months, but it's really, really interesting to be able to do an entire show in 2 weeks.
And where are you guys visiting from?
So I'm from Anchorage.
I'm also from Anchorage.
Awesome. And Michael, you said you're also visiting. Where are you visiting from?
Yeah, I've been living in the Denver, Colorado area for about 8 years, working as a high school choir teacher and some freelance work in that area. And this is my second year at Sitka, and it's so much fun.
What brings you back to Sitka?
I think just the unique experience of putting on a show in 2 weeks. The team that I work with, the artistic team, they're just fantastic people. They're extremely talented at what they do. They're dedicated to the students. It's just a great environment, and it's unlike anything else I get to do throughout the year, so it just keeps bringing me back, and Sitka is just an absolutely wonderful place, and I love spending a couple weeks out of my summer here and enjoying the water and the surroundings, so it's a great time.
Is there anything particularly unique about this production?
Yeah, I would say, from my perspective as the music director, the pit is an extremely difficult pit to work through. We have a pit of, I think, 14 musicians, and we also have 6 computers in the pit. So we have 3 different keyboards that are set up to desktop computers, and the keyboards are going through almost 3,000 sounds throughout the show, and they are cueing each individual patched sound, which adds a huge twist to everything. It's very, the music is very keyboard and percussion driven, so it's kind of atypical from a standard musical when you hear lots of lush strings and brass and woodwinds. This is very rock sort of generated music, so that's the biggest difference and the most unique aspect of this show, I would say, is how the music is actually scored.
And the two of you in the show are friends, right? What is your relationship? Actually, could you just tell Paulette, Summer playing Paulette, do you mind telling us a little bit about who Paulette is?
Yeah, so Paulette is the character that Elle goes to when she kind of is first having her crisis. She's, you know, chased her boyfriend to Harvard Law and is trying to win him back. And so she comes into Paulette and tries to, you know, change herself, I guess, to win this guy back. And Paulette is a character that really tries to see the positive side of, you know, crappy situations. And so she really helps Elle realize that she doesn't need to change herself in order to, you know, win a guy back or have people take her seriously. And I think Elle ends up doing the same thing for Paulette, as you'll see if you come see the show. In the end, Paulette goes through her own transformation of, you know, realizing who she is and that she can be who she wants.
And Emma, how would you describe Elle's personality?
She is fierce. She spends her entire time at Harvard being put down by the other law students, telling her that she's not good enough, that she didn't deserve to be here. And then she goes and shows them, she proves them wrong, and she tells them, hey, I can be, you know, the president of Delta Nu Sorority, but I can also be smart, and I can show these people that this is what I can do. And Paulette really helps her find that.
And you, how is it playing friends on stage?
It is so awesome because Summer and I actually know each other from Anchorage because we've done, you know, choir together and we've just done a lot of competitions and music things together. And so getting to play friends on stage and off stage is really, really exciting.
And I think it's super cool because Emma and I have known each other from things in Anchorage, but, you know, it's always been like in passing and we like, you know, say hi to each other and things. But then being at camp for 2 weeks and getting to know each other like even more has just been super fun.
So, Summer, you have a little bit of a treat for us this morning. So, do you mind, you're going to sing something for us, and do you mind giving us a little bit of a reference of what's happening before you?
Yeah, so this is the opening number to the whole show. All of the Delta Nu Sorority girls have kind of caught on that Elle's boyfriend is going to propose, and so they're all, like, congratulating her and signing this huge card to kind of be like, oh, my gosh, like, we're so excited for you. And it's, like, the big, like, banging opening number for the entire show.
Awesome.
It's called Oh, My God, You Guys.
Wonderful. Whenever you're ready.
Dear Elle, he's a lucky guy. I'm, like, gonna cry. I got tears coming out of my nose. Mad props, he's the campus catch. You're a perfect match, 'cause you've both got such great taste in clothes. Of course he will propose. Oh, my God, oh, my God, you guys. Looks like Elle's gonna win the prize. If there ever was a perfect couple, this one qualifies. Oh, my God, you guys.
Wow! Yay!
Yay, Summer!
Thank you!
That was amazing. Wonderful. So if you want to hear more about this music and you want to see this production, you can go to Sitka Performing Arts Center this weekend. So Friday, July 27th at 7 p.m. and Saturday, July 28th at 2 p.m. and 7 p.m. You can get tickets at Old Harbor Books or at the door or by going to the website. So thank you all so much for being with me this morning.
Yep. Thank you for having us.